Follow the moon as it wanes through the midnight sky this week, and you'll arrive at the site of a significant celestial event that has occupied and astonished astronomers for centuries. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So the event was a supernova that surged into view in 1054 and was recorded by Chinese astronomers at the time, as well as by stargazers indigenous to the Chaco Canyon region of southwest North America. The supernova is now called the Crab Nebula, and it's near the tip of Taurus the Bull's southern horn, near the Zeta star. Now, that star has the official name Tianguan, and the moon will be at waning crescent near here on Sunday morning, so you can look for it about an hour before sunrise in the east. The star is visible to the naked eye, but the nebula requires binoculars. Now, the Crab Nebula was the first object to be listed in Charles Messier's famous 18th century catalog. He had been looking for Halley's Comet in the region of Zeta Tauri when, in 1758, he noticed that the thing he thought was the comet was not actually moving across the sky. So he concluded that it wasn't a comet after all, and he realized that it would be really useful to compile a catalog of such things to avoid incorrectly cataloging them as comets. Messier eventually cataloged 110 nebula and star clusters, objects that are popular to this day as telescopic targets with amateur and professional astronomers alike. Now, the Crab Nebula is also known as Messier Object Number 1, or M1. And the Zeta Tauri star near here was regarded in Chinese astronomy as the celestial gate, and in ancient astrological tradition, it was known to have a mischievous influence. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.